Okay, let's do today's minhag. Today's minhag is, I don't want to guess today's minhag, only about a million minhagim, especially for Rosh Hashanah. The minhag to wish your friend on the night of Rosh Hashanah, L'shana Toiva Tikosev, V'Sev Hosein, La'alta, L'chayim Tovim, L'shalom, V'Sifrei Shel Tzadikim Gemurim. That is a minhag. It doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that I know that you're supposed to say such an elaborate nusach. It's printed in the Machzor, in every Machzor. You're looking in your article Machzor, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, it says there to wish. And it says the nusach for a woman, for a man, for a woman. Make sure if you don't know grammar, how to change from a man to a woman. So what does our Rabbi Nussbaum say? What's the basic nusach?
It just says, I think it says, the Shana Tov, if you could say,
So let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Ramah, it says the Simon Tov Kuf Pei Gimel, the end, the very end of the Simon. It says here Hagav and Noihagim. Okay, you just all to do for Minhagim. All you have to do is just learn, go to the Mechaber and find every time it says the word of Noihagim. Shkol Echad Oymel Lachaveroi L'Shana Toivat Tikosev. So the Ramah says the only thing that you're supposed to say is L'shana Tova Tikosei. Is this thing working? Is this microphone working? Is it on? Is that thing on? Did I turn it up on this thing? No, I got it. It wasn't on. Even though the red light was on, I have to push it twice to get it all the way through. L'shana Tova Tikosei. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, what does it say in the middle? Read the Mishnah Berurah. L'mekeva yoyimar tichtevi biyud. Tikosei. Hamogen Avram mitzad the yesh lo megam kain v'seichos seim. The Hamogen Avram says the Mishnah Berurah, an addendum to the Mechaber, you should say v'seichos seim. V'agro b'biuroi maskil das hasam amaros the ein loy mar v'seichos seim. There are more. You should not say v'seichos seim. Why? Because the chasima is not over until the next day. Chatzot the wood discussed that. I'm Hamogen Avram. The yichoyim loy mar l'shonat avoti kosev al chatzos hayom. You can say it until tomorrow, the next day, until chatzos. And the din is until Chatzos. The Ein B'Taz, the Muchach Minei, the Yom Sheni Ki Yom Aleph Dami, from the Taz, it's Muchach, that the second day, it's Sveikad Yoma, even though we know it will be Ki B'Yi B'Di Yarcha, that the second night, you can also say to a person, L'shana Tova Tikosei V'Sei Chosein, L'Zev Yechol Lo Magam Olay L'Sheni L'Shana Tova Tikosei, V'Li Rabba Chilik Al Zeh, V'Li Rabba disagrees. I think the Minig Olam, as far as I'm in places, the few little places I've been in my life, is the second night they don't say. The second night you do not say L'shana Tova, you just say Gut Yom Tov. The first night, the Minig Olam, is to say L'shana Tova Tikosev, and our Minig, I think most people in the Minig say the Seichosein. Even though the Chasima, why? What's the objection to saying the word of the Seichosein? Because the din is not is by day at the time of Musaf. At the time of Musaf is the time of Chasima, of Chasima is when it's sealed. And or it's not really sealed. To take it back. It's not really sealed until Yom Kippur, because everything hangs in the balance between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And therefore, you don't say v'sechosein. Now, this touches upon an interesting inyan, and that is the Chazal tell us that tzaddikim are nechtamim la'alta immediately. They know him. The Rishon also, they also seal the altar, not for good. The Beinonim are Toloi V'Oimet. Therefore, there's a general rule that a person should, you should always consider yourself to be a Beinoni. When it comes to yourself, you should not consider yourself to be a Tzaddik. That's Pashut. But never, ever should you treat other people the way you treat yourself. When it comes to someone else, you have to treat them as Tzaddikim. So not to say to a person L'shana Tova Tikosev, when it comes to yourself, if a person would wish his right hand, would wish his left hand L'shana Tova, so when it comes to yourself, the name of Hanami, it's not proper to say V'sei Chosein. A person should not think that he's a tzaddik gomor and wish himself that he's a chasima. Tzaddikim are sealed immediately. But when it comes to your friend, you have no right to treat him like a Beinoni. When it comes to a friend, you must treat him like a tzaddik. And therefore, to your friend, you should be makbid. That's the hakpod, the other rabbi. Your friend, don't insult your friend, and you say, L'shana Tova Tikosev V'sei Chosein. Because in my eyes, you're a tzaddik. La'altar. L'chayim Tov L'shalom. B'sifar Shel Tzaddikim Gemurim. Why do we say B'sifar Shel Tzaddikim Gemurim? because a tzaddik, because a tzaddik is nechtam la'alter. So that's why all of these things, is it bothering you, the thing? Is it bothering you? It's okay. So because that's why all these things come together in the Nusra. The Nusra is just to keep these things in mind. This chasima is only for tzaddikim immediately. So you have chasima and you have la'alter, and those that add this addendum are b'sifrei shel tzaddikim gemurim, because only tzaddikim gemurim are nechtam la'alter. All of these things do indeed come together. Now the Nusra of the Ramah is l'shan etoiva, is very precise. L'shan etoiva tiko seif. Now it's in. What? So the Ramah, it's not clear why. I don't know the answer. I don't know. The Ramah just quotes the Tur, and the Tur just says L'shon HaTovah Tikos Seif. This is a new innovation of saying Chasima, and it's a new thing to say La'alter, and to say B'sifrei shel Tzaddikim and Gemurim. They all go together. These three concepts all go together.
I mean, according to the Ramah and according to the Tur,
I guess he didn't hold from this. This is a little bit too elaborate. No, it's, you know that you're treating him. You're not saying anything. It's just this whole elaboration is not necessary. It's the verb shooter. Okay, now the truth is.
Excuse me. When you say Ketiyah v'Chatzimah, it always mean to have life. Yes.
Hi. Yes.
If someone, a big tzaddik, in the next year is going to pass away, well, how we say he was not tzaddik, he was sealed today.
I'm not. Everyone, you do tshuva, you're a tzaddik. Now, there's something very. Now, the truth is, there's a very.
For example, Abba Eliyashim Zichrono Livracha pass away.
It was not sealed
to the Chaim on that year.
It is. Oh, I mean, what if a person doesn't make it?
It's God's business.
I don't know this thing. Okay, let's go. Okay, right, now, this is a very big mystery. Okay, I want to do a couple of things here. We have to move on.
You're asking our Kodesh Baruch Hu's business.
Therefore, we should not say
okay, we're learning. Okay, we have to move on. Okay, there is a mystery. There is a very big mystery in the Ramah. When the Ramah quotes the Torah, he changes the nusach of the Torah. The Torah's nusach is you should wish your friend tikosev bishana tova. You shall be written in a good year. What do we say? We say, the Ramah changed the words of the Torah, Lishana Tova Tikosev. We changed, the Ksiva comes at the end, you shall, to Lishana, for a good year, you shall be written. That's not what the Ramah Torah says. The Torah says, first he says, Tikosev, you shall be written, Bishana Tova. So there are two major differences. Number one, it's not Lishana, it's Bishana in the original Nusach, and the word Tikosev comes first. What does that mean exactly? So it's not clear. I don't know exactly, but they say the Torah's original Nusach is to say to your friend Tikosev Bishana Tova. The way it's explained, that means that there are different types of years. It's a very mystical type of thing. There are different years for different types of people. You shall be written Bishana Tova. It's coming down to the world, different types of years. There are good years, there are not such good years, there are medium years. May you be written in the Bishana Tova. We think that the year is one big year. Everyone goes to the same year. That's not so. There are different types of years that are coming down to this world for different types of people. Those that merit will be written in the Bishana Tova. Those that do not merit will be written in the year that's not 100% the Bishana Tova. But what does that mean? It's not just one year that comes down to this world that we all share together. Everyone, to a certain degree, lives in their own world. It's a very mystical, deep concept. That when you change the Nusach from be written Bishana Tova. Others explain the reason why the Ramah changed the word of Lishana Tova Tikosev from the original version of Bishana Tova Tikosev is because the Rosh Tevos are very significant. As we know, we discussed this yesterday, Simani Milsa. Every little thing that we do in Rosh Hashanah has significance, and the first letters of your words also have significance. The letters Tuf, Beis, Shin are not pleasant letters. They are letters that were referred to a curse. Those are letters that Bishana Tova are Tikasev Lashana Tova Tikasev. I'm sorry, I mean there are different versions here. The gears of Tikasev Lishana Tova with the Lamid with the really there are three nuschos that appears. The nusach of the Ramah is Lishana Tova Tikasev. The version of the Torah originally was Tikasev Bishana Tova, and there's a third girsa that's brought down in other svarim, Tikasev Lishana Tova. The nusach Tikasev Lishana Tova, the first letters are Tav, Lamed, Tes, which are Talat. Talat means curse. So it's not Lat, Letia, Letia. Yeah, Letia means to curse. So it's not a good simen. And therefore, that's why it became the Minig B'davka not to say it in this order of Tikosev Lishana Tova. You should not emphasize the three letters Tof, Lamed, Tes, which is an expression of cursing. Instead, you should express it Lishana Tova Tikosev, which is Lamed, Tes, Tof, which is Lishana Tova. Rosh Tov is Lashu. Also, alright, I'm a little bit confused with this. I'm a little bit confused with this expression. That's why, I'll take it back. I didn't prepare this well, so I'm not sure exactly what it means, but some of the Mefarshim play around with these words, the order that it should not chas v'shalom be any zecher, any mention of a curse. Okay, now let's go a little bit further.
Lech v'shalom, lech v'shalom.
We say the word la'alter. I know. We say the word la'alter. What does it mean, la'alter? This is a new modern innovation. L'shana toivo tikosev. The secha same la'alter. So, what is the simple translation of la'alter? Immediately. So, here it brings down that the word la'alter doesn't necessarily mean immediately. La'alter comes from the word asar. Okay, the shorish of the word la'alter, there's an extra lamed, is asar. What's the word asar? A place. B'chol asar v'asar. We say in the Kaddish that may the Hashem have, what's the use of the Kaddish? That Hashem should have rachamim upon the tzaddikim and those who learn Torah, b'chol al rabbanon v'al talmidehon v'al kol talmidei salmidehon v'al kol mon de oskin b'oraisa di v'asra v'asra v'asar v'asar in every place. So you wish a person l'shana tova tikosei v'sechosein le'altar. What you really mean in its proper time and place. It means immediately. That's the nice interpretation of Lashana Tova Tikosev, Sei Chosem. You should be at Tzadigomer, and the Chasima should be immediately. But the Shana Tova, the goodness, the blessing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bestow upon you, should come to you in the right time and the right place. We all know in life, it's all about timing. It's a very, it's so true. Sometimes you see that a person, just had he been in the right place in the right time, his whole life would have been different. And many successful people attribute their success to the mazel of being in the right place in the right time. So it's a very, it takes on a whole new beautiful meaning of the bracha. L'shana toiva tikosev sechosem la'alter. The goodness of the bracha that Hashem will bestow upon you, it should not be wasted. If you'll go have a tremendous bracha and you're in the middle of an island, somebody, a person will go find a treasure in an island, it's a stranded island. What's the use? What benefit does he have? And everything like in b'chol asarvah, in its proper setting, proper makom. There's a very beautiful idea. The word la'alter also is roshei tevos, lo yu'une letzadik kol ra. So that's also what it means. You should not lo suune. I'm sorry, elecha lo suune. It's not that lo suune elecha ra la alter. Al the word alter is aleph. It's not in order. Okay, so Rosh Tevos. It's not in order, but lo suune elecha ra. Evil shall not come and meet upon this person. Okay, so we mentioned that the Zman to say of the wish a person is until Chatzos the next day, because the Zman goes until Chatzos. We discussed that the Zman goes until until the first day, because after the first day, the din is already over. We bizman as that we are making the yarchei. So the second day is not really tzeka diyom. The second day is only just an extension of the first day. But the ikur din already happens on the first day. So we only wish our friends l'shana tov v'tikva save only the first night and the first day until the time of musaf. Now there's another very beautiful idea of what is the purpose of wishing your friend. What does it come from this minna? Now, generally, the Ramo, when he comments on the Mechaber, he's coming to explain the Mechaber. The Ramo doesn't generally tell us his own Chidushim. The Ramo is an addendum to what the Mechaber, it's a very unique approach to writing a Sefer. Today, you wouldn't have such a Sefer. Anyone who wanted it, if someone writes a Sefer in Halacha, so what happens in Bizman HaZeh, in our time, someone comes along and says, I could do better. So what do you do when you do better? You write your own Sefer. You write your own Sefer and you market and you sell it. My Sefer is 10 times better than my predecessor. The Rama didn't do that. The Rama, he saw the Mechab. He wrote a beautiful Sefer, Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch was never meant to be Sefer. It was just meant to be like cliff notes for the Beis Yosef. And he just wanted like a summary. And somehow people liked the summary so much, they didn't have patience and time for the depth of the Beis Yosef. They just held on to the cliff notes of the Mechaber, and it became a very popular Sefer, and it was meant to be reviewed every 30 days. You also learn the entire Shulchan Aruch every 30 days. Go through break of the even some which break of the Mechaber, but that problem was that the Minhagim of the Mechaber are only for Sfardim. It's missing many of the important Minhagim for the Ashkenazim. So along came the Rama, and instead of writing a whole new Sefer, why should I reinvent the wheel? Let me just add Hagos to the words of the Mechaber. And he inserted his Hagos. In fact, he worked with the Mechaber, the Rabbi Yosef Kari. He was in contact with him. And he asked him Rishus. And he showed it to him. And he asked permission if he could include in his version of the Shulchan Aruch, he could include his Ha'aros and his comments for the B'nai Ashkenaz. But generally, what's the Yisod? He doesn't say his own Chidushin. He just comes to comment on what the Mechaber has said. So the problem over here is, the halacha with Rama comments on seemingly has nothing to do with the minhag. The words of the Mechaber are, in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Gimel, Siftes, Tov Kuf Pei Beis, Siftes, Af Al Pei Shekol Yimois Hashanah Mispalim Malachash, even though the whole year round we're makbe to daven Shema Esrei silently, the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim, Noigim, Loimar, B'kol Ram, the minhag is to raise your voice, Ulahatois, Loichashina. We're not concerned that you're going to confuse other people, because, Kevan Shemitsuyonim, Biyodom, Machzorim. Since during Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, everyone is using a Machzor, so there's no concern that if you will raise your voice, you will confuse your neighbor. Your neighbor will not be confused because he has a Machzor, so there's no harm if you raise your voice slightly during the Yomim Noirahim. What in the world does the meaning of Lashana Toiva Tiko Seif have to do with raising your voice? With the halacha of being silent and raising your voice?
That's not the only place where the Ramo does such a thing.
Generally, okay, but generally it's not. So okay, but if you have an answer, then ma toiv ma noim, if we have a good answer. So someone wanted to go further and they want to explain that that's exactly what the purpose, what's exactly what the purpose of this Haggah. It's a form of tefillah. In other words, what's the reason why we normally recite, we daven quietly? What's the ikar tam why we daven? It comes from Chana. Chana, her lips were murmuring, she did not, her voice was not heard. What's the reason why we daven quietly? The answer, there's a medrash. The medrash explains because we're embarrassed. When a poor man comes to one's home and begs for food, he doesn't scream, he's embarrassed. I'm poor, I'm destitute, I don't have what to eat, I'm embarrassed. So you don't raise your voice. You ask in a whisper. But when someone comes to raise money for someone else, not for me, I have parnasa. I'm giving $1 million. I also want you to give $1 million. So you're not shy. You're not shy to ask to beg for money. That's the most successful fundraisers are the people that they themselves give. It's a mitzvah. Why are the most successful fundraisers the people who are very wealthy? You find that. People, the philanthropists, they are able to raise money very easily. Why? Because they have no shame. They come to someone, they say, I have a cause. There are people that are starving. I want you to give money. I want. And I'm also giving. I'm giving $10 million. So you can't give $100,000. If a pauper would come to a person and say, give me $10,000 for my course, they'll throw you out of the house. He asks him, how dare you? But if you yourself are giving, I'm giving $1 million. I also want you to give $10,000. I'm not going to take no for an answer. You have the chutzpah. Person that has money, has wealth, and is not asking for himself, has the chutzpah to go and demand of other people to do the same. So when a person is coming for himself, there's a certain shame. You ask quietly. But when you're asking for someone else, you raise your voice. You're not ashamed. So that's exactly what Ramovi here says. Ramovi, the Machaber, says that in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, a person should raise his voice. You know why you should raise your voice? Because if you look at the Nusach HaTfilah, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you should not be mispalel for yourself. You should be mispalel for someone else. Don't focus on the Yom Kippur, but only about yourself. When you doubt for yourself, and then you have to whisper. But being on the Yom Kippur, you're not doubting yourself, doubting for other people. Doubting for other people! Raise your voice. Oh, but if you raise your voice, you'll confuse someone else. You need not worry about confusing someone else.
This question, you know, tough Aleph. In 101, Mishnah Berurah,
yeah.
The Ramah does caution you that you should be careful about raising.
Because people should not hear what you say. People should not hear your private request. It's not none of their business. But generally speaking, there is such a concept that when you daven for yourself, you daven silently, and when you daven for others, you raise your voice. Along comes the Mechaber, and the Mechaber says that on the Yomim Naram, the theme of Tefillah is for others. Therefore, raise your voice. Fine, but generally, when you're davening the nusach atfil, that's not anything private. It's just a general nusach for other people. Raise your voice. Don't be ashamed to ask for others. Oh, but if you raise your voice, you're going to confuse other people. No, you're not going to confuse them because they have machzor. Along comes Ramah and says, oh, being that the whole tafkit of davening on the Ram is for other people, that's why we talk of the Mechaber says, raise your voice. Go a step further. Wish your friend a bracha. Say to your friend, L'shana toiva tikosei v'sei chosein. That's the Yikur Bracha. Don't just ask Hashem, you should give my friend a chayim m'shalom. Let your friend know that you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him a year of L'shana toiva tikosei v'sei chosein. So now it fits perfectly. When you take this medrash, which explains the difference between davening silently and raising your voice, and when you plug that into the deeper meaning of what the Mechaber says, then the Ramah's comment, the Ramah's addendum, makes perfect sense. The focus of the Mechaber is to tell us that the Yom Naram, there is an inyan of raising your voice. It's not like the whole year round. The whole year round, the focus is more for yourself. The Nusach HaTfilah is for others as well, but it's more for yourself. But the Yom Naram, the focus is not for yourself. It's for other people. The Meila, raise your voice. And don't be concerned that you'll confuse your friend because everyone has a machzor. Oh, the whole tafkid is for other people. You wish your friends that they should have a good year, and that's what you ask in Kodesh Baruch Hu. Enters the Ramah. Hagah, the minig is, say it to your friend. Say to him, L'shana toivah, tikasa, v'sechasem, l'alta, l'chayim tov, l'shalom, v'sifr shal tzadikim gemurim. It's a beautiful way to explain the pshat in the Ramah, his comment on the Mechaber, after we understand the difference between raising the voice and being silent. Okay, that's it for today. Let's go to Daf Yomi.